They don't much like children. They're noisy, messy, have no sense of social propriety, and are utterly exhausting. But you'd be a damn fool not to have a healthy respect for the little monsters. After all, most of them grow out of it, which is quite an achievement. So colour me severely underwhelmed at the news this week that Hodder's Children's Books are about to start releasing new editions of Enid Blyton's famous 5 books, sensitively and carefully updated to remove dated language. With all due respect, by which I really mean with no respect whatsoever, this passage from The Guardian suggests all the sensitivity of Andy Hayden on racial profiling in professional rugby. Expressions such as "mercy me" have been changed to "oh no," "fellow" to "old man," and "it's all very peculiar" to "it's all very strange." Other changes include housemistress becoming teacher, awful swatter becoming bookworm, mother and father becoming mum and dad, school tunic becoming uniform, and Dick's comment that she must be jolly lonely all by herself being changed to she must get lonely all by herself. It's tempting to slip into crusty old fart mode and start harumphing about political correctness gone mad. But surely, my resident devil's advocate murmurs, Hodder's publishing director Anne McNeil is right when she says, children who read need to be able to easily understand the characterisations and easily to get into the plots. Isn't she? Up to a point, but let me retort. Enid Blyton, who wrote the series between 1942 and 63, isn't exactly James Joyce or Chaucer in the original Middle English. If anything, I recall the adventures of Julian, Dick, Anne and George as being enchantingly alien as anything in Margaret Mahe, C.S. Lewis's Narnia books or The Hobbit. And at the risk of coming over all PC myself, making sense of an unfamiliar idiom from the context is the first stirrings of a moral imagination. It's not exactly a bad thing for children to be exposed early to the idea that the world is wide and full of people who don't look, live or sound like them, or to start developing the mental tools that will give them a fighting chance against the infinitely less benign flimflam artists who infect politics, advertising and the media like lice. The transformative power of language and art is not always easy, nor should it be. Like the world, it is full of rough ground and difficult passages. Like the world, it doesn't stand still, is in a constant state of flux and ferment, and we all have to make sense of it as best we can. Find a place to stand. Now, I'm not putting Enid Blyton on the same level as Homer, Shakespeare and the divine Jane Austen. But when you start literally rewriting the past, perhaps it's time to stop and think whether you're doing our children any real favours.